Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, take it easy, Mother. Don't fret and worry about what to serve as a special surprise dinner for the family. Just relax, because here's the answer. It's Kroger quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet, a meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right. It's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store. And it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Though Madeline Dodge has denied that she informed Carrie Carlton of Freddie Lang's past difficulties with the police, it's a known fact that she has. And yesterday, Freddie received a phone call from Mrs. Carlton telling him to see her at once. But this morning, Penny tells her former fiancé, Johnny Keith,
Freddie didn't go to see her last night, and he doesn't intend to see her today either, Johnny. In a way, I don't blame him.
Well, I don't blame him at all, Penny. I'd think twice before I went to see her at all.
Well, he's going to see her tomorrow.
Oh? Why tomorrow?
I don't know. He didn't explain. He just said if he saw her at all, it would be tomorrow.
Huh. You don't suppose he'll be able to take her $2,000 tomorrow, do you?
No. I thought that, too, but Freddie says he doesn't have $2, much less $2,000.
Wonder why he's picked tomorrow. He must have a reason.
Well, maybe all he wants is time to think.
Well, why doesn't he think for 10 years? Maybe Mrs. Carlton will forget the whole thing.
Johnny, it was as good as forgotten until Madeline Dodge went to Mrs. Carlton and told her that Freddie had been arrested for stealing.
Do you know that Madeline Dodge told Mrs. Carlton that?
No. In fact, I asked Professor Rogers to find out from her if she did say anything to Mrs. Carlton about Freddie.
And
she claims she didn't even mention him.
Well, then she didn't.
Well, I know it's not fair to say, but I'm only repeating what Professor Rogers said to me. I think Miss Dodge was lying.
Well, maybe not.
Look, Johnny, she has it in for Freddie and for me.
Why?
Well, because of a silly misunderstanding a long time ago. You remember it happened at that party of hers.
You mean there's a feud still going on over that?
Well, no, it isn't a feud. We've forgotten about it, Freddie and the professor and I. She's the only one who continues to be unhappy about it.
And so her plans are to make you and Freddie and the professor unhappy, too.
Mm-hmm. And on the professor, she has still other designs.
Oh? What do you mean?
Well, you ought to be able to guess. Miss Dodge is lovely and lonesome. The professor's handsome and single and highly respected.
Uh-oh. A lot of things have taken place since I've been away, huh?
Oh, this began before you went away.
Meaning things have gotten to such a point they can't be controlled?
I'm afraid things have been out of hand for a long time, Johnny. There's really nothing to do about Madeline Dodge. She doesn't really ever do anything wrong.
Well, maybe that's where she's clever.
She's dangerously clever, Johnny. She's not even bad. You know, it's impossible not to like her. Johnny, would you believe it? I actually do like her. I can't help it.
Well, she's not just clever then, Penny. She's a genius. What makes you like her, though?
Oh, I just do, that's all. She can be so sweet when she wants to be. And she does want to be most of the time.
Oh, part of the act, Penny. You shouldn't fall
for
it.
No, Johnny, it's genuine sweetness. If it were pure pretense, I'd see through it. After all, I'm a woman, too, you know.
Yes, I know. You don't have to tell me that. You're the most lovely young woman in the world.
Now, look, we're not talking about me.
Oh, yes, we are, starting right now. Now, look, Penny, why don't you get smart?
And do what?
Get away from all this and away from all these people who annoy you.
Nobody annoys me.
Oh, yes, they do. A lot of people do. You have a basket full of troubles and worries, and all of them are because of other people.
There's nothing I can do about that.
Yes, there is, Penny.
What?
Well, tell the other people to go get lost or turn away from them and live for yourself and not for other people.
And walk around in a vacuum?
Well, that's better than trying to swim through a whirlpool of other people's problems.
Oh, Johnny, it's not that bad.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
Well, look at the situation now. What are you worried about? Any problem of your own?
No.
No
but...
is right. Freddie did something stupid, and you're worried about the trouble it's going to cause him.
I should.
Well, no, you shouldn't. Let him worry about it alone. And you're worried about your job with Mrs. Carlton.
It's my job.
Yes, but it's driving you crazy. And there are better jobs with less worry.
And less money.
Maybe not. Maybe more money. And you'll be doing yourself more good, too. Penny, I'm convinced Mrs. Carlton is using you for something she ought to do herself.
Johnny Keith, maybe she is, but she's an old woman.
That's still no reason you have to go out of your mind to help her. You don't have a job with her, really, Penny. I think you're just doing her a favor.
Do people get paid for favors?
Well, I have an idea there should be important pay for the favors you're doing, Mrs. Carlton.
Johnny, what I'm doing for Mrs. Carlton is very important.
To Mrs. Carlton?
Yes.
And to you?
Doing the job well is important.
But the job itself isn't, is it?
Well, no. I suppose I could do without it if I get another.
Well, then do without it and get another. Penny, you're unhappy with the job you have. And no job in the world so important we have to sacrifice happiness for it. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's true.
And isn't it true, too, that your own troubles really belong to others? To Freddie, to Nora, Mr. Williams, the professor, to me, and to all the people around you.
Look, I like the people around me. If they need help and I can help them, I want to help them.
Even though it means you hurt yourself? Penny, you're very foolish. Sweet, but foolish.
I know I'm foolish, Johnny, but I can't help it.
Yes, you can. You can start thinking of yourself for a change and let others take care of themselves at least a little bit. No. Let the rest of us shift for ourselves a while. You have your future, you know, Penny. Why don't you start thinking about that?
Because I have to think about the present.
All right. Think about the present in terms of yourself. Close the doors to other people, Penny, at least for a while.
Oh, you mean I should get away from it all?
All right, go ahead. Laugh at it if you want. Maybe it is a corny phrase, but getting away would do you a lot of good.
Getting away would drive me crazy.
Oh, I don't mean you should go hibernate somewhere, but, well, you could make it clear to everyone that this house is no longer a complaint department.
Oh, Johnny, it's not that bad.
You insist on thinking it's funny, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't. Penny, you look tired, more tired than you've looked in months.
Maybe I am tired.
Well, why don't you rest then?
Because right now there isn't time to rest. There are some things I must do for Mrs. Carlton. And there's Freddie.
You see what I mean? That's just what I've been talking about. Why can't you rest? Because of Mrs. Carlton, because of Freddie. And if it isn't Freddie, it's someone else.
I'm sorry, Johnny, it's no use.
Oh, never mind. Don't finish the sentence. I know what it's going to be. Well, I guess I'll just have to take matters into my own hands.
Johnny, there is nothing you can do.
Oh, yes, there is. I can think about myself.
And that'll help me?
Mm-hmm. I have a future, I hope. And, well, Penny, you're part of it. When I think about myself, I think about you. So if I help myself, I'm helping you. I may not be saying what I mean, but I know what I mean just...
There. That's the way that I like to eat my peanuts. Take a bunch of them out of the shells, and then you can get them out full all at once. Hey, want some, Nora?
No, thanks, Freddie. And please don't get so many shells on the rug.
I can't help it, kid. Shells kind of fly apart sometimes.
Oh, anything for an excuse to be sloppy.
I ain't sloppy.
I am not sloppy.
I didn't say you were.
I know you didn't. I was just trying to correct your English.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what'd I say wrong?
You said ain't when you should have said am not.
Yeah, I am not sloppy, huh?
That's right.
I knew I'd get you to agree with me.
Oh, you...
I tricked you that time, huh?
Well, I'm going to trick you. I'm going to get that vacuum cleaner, and you're going to pick up those shells.
Oh, that's a heck of a way to treat a vacuum cleaner. Why, these shells will choke the poor thing.
Well,
not only that, but how do you know it likes peanuts?
Well, maybe it doesn't, but anyhow, you're going to pick up the shells. You'll get the little scraps up with the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no, kid. Not right
now. Yes, yes, right now. Now, what do you think Miss Gibbs will say if she comes in and finds peanut shells all over the living room rug?
Well, she'll probably ask you who's been feeding an elephant in here.
Oh, Freddie Langston. Oh, golly, I just can't get mad at you. I'll pick up the shells.
Nah, never mind, kid. You go plug in the vacuum cleaner and I'll pick up the shells. I was just teasing.
Well, that's better.
Hey, I put these stupid things when I get through with them, huh?
No, put them in that bowl or something, and I'll carry them out when you're finished eating.
Okay, Nora.
Oh, yeah, why do wall plugs always have to be behind a chair or something?
Maybe that's because you silly dames are always putting a chair right in front of the wall plug. Want me to plug it in for you?
No, I can reach it all right. Oh, if I can just get it to go.
Hey, Nora! Nora, what's happened? Oh. Nora, you okay? Hey, kid! Kid, you all right?
Yes. I'm all right, Freddy. I'm just scared, that's all.
And the wires in that plug are loose. That's what knocked you down, kid. Hey, you sure you're okay?
Yeah. Cricket, that tickled.
Tickled, huh? It means you got a good dose of that current. Here, come on, let me help you up.
No, I can get up all right.
There you go.
Must have bumped my head on that chair.
Well, where does it hurt, kid?
Nowhere, especially everywhere, I guess.
Well, let me look. Now, look, maybe I can rub it.
Oh, Freddy, that's the place.
Oh. Hey, you got some bump there. Yeah. You're sure you're okay?
Uh-huh.
Scared me, kid, you know that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Guess you sort of know how I feel about you, then.
Uh-huh. I'll get hurt every 5 minutes if you treat me like this every time I do.
No, Nora. Don't ever get hurt again. And don't let no one, I mean anyone, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Don't let anyone hurt you, Nora. Especially me. I that, but I'll take care of anybody else who does.
I don't think you'll ever hurt me, Freddy.
I'm scared that I will. Let me tell you something, kid. If I can ever get out of this scrape with old Eddie Carlton, things are going to be okay for you and me. Things are going to be a whole lot different than they ever were.
I like them the way they are.
No, you don't. Things are shaky now, Nora. There's no telling where we're going or what's going to happen to us. Maybe if I can get the old lady to give me another chance, pay her back the dough like she says, well, maybe things will settle down for you and me then.
You and me.
I said something wrong again?
No, I wasn't correcting you, Freddy. I was just repeating your thought.
Well, you want things to be, well, you and me, don't you?
Oh, crickets, Freddy, do I have to say so? Don't you know?
I got an idea.
Then you know I do, don't you?
Sure, kid. Sure I do. That's why I'm scared.
What?
What's going to happen when I see old Lady Carlton? You know, I ain't never been able to have anything I ever wanted, kid. Guess we don't do so well together if Lady Carlton decides to send me to jail.
Is Carrie Carlton going to send Freddy to jail for taking her $2,000? And because Johnny Keith says Penny is in his future, does it mean Penny Gibbs will find happiness at last? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, it's really no problem at all to serve your family a top-notch, sure-to-please dinner. Why, it's as simple as adding two and two. Just visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you serve them a dinner featuring a thick, juicy steak or crusty brown roast beef. What a comfort to you to know your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinner time needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now your local announcer.